This is from telegraph.co.uk by Julia Hartley Brewer. Listen, feminazis, don't try to stop me calling you feminazis. There are some words it is just not acceptable to say in polite society. I am, of course, talking about the F word. No, not that one. The other F word. Feminazi. This particular F word is a relatively recent invention, but its increasing appearance in print and on air is prompting much consternation in certain circles. Indeed, I was lambasted for choosing to use the word myself only this week in an article about the silly campaign to end the so-called tampon tax. In that article, I criticised the people claiming that the 5% reduced rate of VAT on tampons and other sanitary products is some sort of sexist attack on women, adding that the campaign epitomises everything that is wrong with the modern feminazi movement, which views everything from the standpoint of women as victims in an ingrained patriarchal system. Personally, I would take issue with that blanket statement, given that it probably would be acceptable to call the likes of Hitler, Goebbels and Himmler Nazis, because that is precisely what they were. Curiously though, Adolf Hitler wasn't too keen on being called a Nazi, as the word actually originated in Bavaria as a derogatory term for a backwards peasant, and was used as an insult long before the rise of the National Socialistische Deutsche Arbeiten Party. But that is by the by. As a general rule, I would agree that it's probably not a good idea to go around calling people a word that is generally taken to refer to racist mass murderers when they are not, in fact, racist mass murderers. Which is probably why I didn't call anyone a Nazi, and why I chose to use the word feminazi instead, which is, as far as I can tell, a different word. The clue may lie in those crucial four letters at the start. Feminazi, regardless of whether people don't like it, is not an offensive word. The word feminazi is so new, it hasn't even made it into the Oxford English Dictionary yet, after originating from the terrifyingly right-wing American shock jock Rush Limbaugh in the 1990s, when he used it to attack feminist abortion rights campaigners. Yet, just because the inventor of a word isn't someone particularly pleasant, that shouldn't place the word off-limits to everyone else. The etymology of a word does not negate its usefulness as a means of expression. So what do I, as a card-carrying feminist myself, this is the author speaking, not me, mean by a feminazi? In the absence of an official definition, although it's probably only a matter of time before it gets one, I use the term to mean radical authoritarian feminists who view everything in gender terms and brook no dissent, least of all from other women. So, is calling someone a feminazi really comparing them to the Nazi mass murderers, as one critic claimed, or equating the fight for the gender equality with mass murder, as another stated? I don't think so. In exactly the same way that calling someone a grammar Nazi doesn't imply that they want to send people to the gas chambers for misplacing apostrophes. It would, of course, be misleading to pretend that the word feminazi doesn't suggest at least some sort of link to Nazism. But that link isn't to mass murder or racism. It is to the authoritarian thinking of the Nazi movement, which is precisely what feminazis are being accused of. So when they argue that people shouldn't use the word feminazi because they don't like it and find it offensive, it's hard not to laugh at the bare-faced irony. We live in a free country where we can each get to choose the words we say or write, with the only limitation being either a word or words which causes or threatens to cause someone else harm. Just because some people don't like a word, that doesn't automatically mean other people shouldn't use it. Feminazi, regardless of whether some people don't like it, is not an offensive word that should be circumscribed in the same way as, say, the N-word. That is a highly potent word that is used to attack black people purely for the colour of their skin. Calling someone a feminazi doesn't attack someone simply for being a woman or even being a feminist, partly because there's no reason why men can't be feminazis too, but mostly because it's a criticism not of what a person is, but of what a person chooses to do and say, And that, in a free country, is always fair game. Just because some people don't like a word, that doesn't automatically mean other people shouldn't use it. If that was the case, the wonderful breadth of the English language would be swiftly cut down to just a few grunts in a matter of weeks. Words have meaning, and often, as with the case of feminazi, that meaning can be very potent. If people don't like it, then they can choose not to use it themselves, but they don't have the right to tell anyone else which words they should or shouldn't choose. That, after all, is just the sort of thing the Nazis would have done.